Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 17th, 2022. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Diversity, right? And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw a pretty negative one, generally speaking, for many of the indices we follow on the video. Leading the way to the downside was the Russell 2000, along with the iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF and the NASDAQ Composite, as well as crude oil, were down all over 1.5%. Only thing in positive territory we saw was AGG there at 62 basis points. As far as looking at a lot of charts this morning, we saw some equity charts impacted. We did see the chart for the S&P 500 move back into a column of O's, reversing down here to 3960. At this point, in truth, a pretty healthy pullback would be to this 3900 level, as this was a prior level of resistance. So wouldn't be too surprised to see a pullback here and then potentially reverse up that level, that idea of old resistance becoming new support. So keep an eye on that 3900 level for the S&P. As far as EFA and EEM go, they actually still maintain in a column of X's even after pulling back yesterday. At the moment for EFA, we'd actually need to see a move below 62 to see it reverse back into a column of O's. And right now it's still trading in that 65 range, just still up here near where it recently hit on its chart. And again, a move above 67 may move it back into a positive trend. As far as crude oil goes, we do still see that it maintains a sell signal. Didn't see any further chart action from yesterday, though. This column of O's comes from last week. And at this point, a move below 84 would be a second consecutive buy signal. But really, longer term, we're keeping an eye on the $77 level, as we have some pretty significant support here in the lower 80s for crude oil. Moving on over to the dollar, this is the one thing that we continue to see move lower in many cases while we've seen equities rally. And overall, we've seen the chart of the ICE US dollar spot index DX/Y recently complete a second consecutive sell signal last week. And with yesterday's action, fell down to this 105.50 level, testing this August support here at 105. Also see still some support here at 103.50, as well as the bullish support line there at 102.50. But really, at this point, having two levels of support, and really that September, August, and even potentially this August level of support violated, we're moving into fairly oversold territory with the dollar. Actually, the most oversold for DX/Y that we've seen since late 2020. And we've actually have monthly momentum flipping negative for the first time in roughly 20 months for DX/Y. And actually, similar, if you were to look at a ETF for the dollar, UUP, it's somewhat similar picture. Two consecutive also, as you've seen it move lower, also seen that weekly moment or monthly momentum flip back negative for the first time in roughly 20 months. And on a relative basis, we've begun to see UUP give up some of its strength that we've seen. Now, in this case, we have UUP versus IEV. That's going to be the iShares Europe ETF. We did see it reverse down back in October, but ultimately, we've also seen it continue to show that divergence as Europe has either maintained or rallied while, and generally speaking, we've seen a rally, but while the dollar has continued to move lower, so it's caused a pretty quick fall into O's. We're now just one box from a potential RS sell signal moving back to favoring Europe. Really, this chart has been on an RS buy signal since May of this year, suggesting that the dollar's been outperforming since that time, but a move to an RS sell signal would suggest that that trend is changing. So keep an eye on that particular chart. And also, just for perspective, broadly speaking, within international equity, not so much specifically within Europe, we have UUP versus EFA, so developed markets. And at the moment, it's two boxes from an RS sell signal in favoring EFA. So right now, it continues to favor UUP on the long term, technically favors EFA on the short term, where it's in a column of O's. It did reverse down in October, it's continuing lower. But again, two more boxes down in column of O's, we do see that RS sell signal. And similarly, we saw this give a buy signal, suggesting that we've seen outperformance since that time. But again, pretty quick downside by the dollar, along with some divergence within equities, broadly speaking, has caused this quick action on the chart. So keep an eye on some of those. Also keep an eye on Dolly for further potential shifts within some of the asset classes, as this would impact some of those rankings as well. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular stock you may be looking at or a possible RS relationship you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice Thursday.